Tomorrow I will be at WMFE in Orlando, Florida, looking at that state's governor's race. Today I'm at Georgia Public Broadcasting in Macon, Georgia, in a state with one of the most closely watched U.S. Senate races. Democrat Michelle Nunn and Republican David Perdue are fighting to take the seat being vacated by Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. The candidates and Libertarian candidate Amanda Swofford sparred in a heated debate at the Georgia National Fair last night, hosted by local TV station WMAZ.
But we can change Washington, but only by sending people who are committed to work across the aisle.
Mr. Perdue, you wish 30 seconds to rebut.
Thank you. I don't know about y'all. I'm getting a little bored hearing this. I'm going to work across the aisle when nobody on the Democratic side has decided they want to work across the aisle with Republicans in the United States Senate.
Joining us here in the studio to talk about the race is Chris Grant, Associate Professor of Political Science at Mercer University here in Macon. Chris, welcome.
Good to be here.
And Celeste Headley, host of the daily Georgia Public Broadcasting show on Second Thought. Celeste, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And let's talk about these candidates first. Some of our listeners in other parts of the country may not know much about them. Both of them have never held public office. Nunn is a nonprofit CEO and the daughter of the four-term Georgia Democratic Senator Sam Nunn, and Perdue is former CEO of Dollar General. He fought off some Tea Party challengers in the primary, but they are pretty far apart politically, Celeste.
They are, although we don't entirely know, right? There's no voting record to really tell us how far apart they are. The only thing we know is what they've told us about their policies. And you have to remember that Georgia has been solidly Republican now for more than a decade. So any Democrat that's running for office isn't the kind of Democrat maybe we think of when we think of Harry Reid.
They're going to be more moderate
Democrats.
More
centrist, yes.
And what about you, Chris? What are you seeing in these candidates? Who are they going after?
Well, there's two particular swing votes that may exist in the state. One is suburban women, mostly in the metro Atlanta area. And the other swing vote really is kind of here in the middle part of the state, and what I sometimes call residual white Democrats, folks that have voted Democrat in the past, but in the last three gubernatorial races, last two Senate races, they've been voting Republican. And Michelle Nunn's going to have to convince them that she's something different than the other Democrats that they've not voted for in the past.
And one of the big issues, and I've been watching television a little bit here in Georgia, and I keep seeing these ads coming on all the time from both of these candidates, but one of them is from Michelle Nunn, and it attacks Perdue, who was questioned about his record on outsourcing jobs after a 2005 deposition came to light last week. He said he spent most of his career as CEO of Dollar General and another failed company called Pillowtex outsourcing. Here's what he said.
This is another attempt by my desperate opposition to use one line out of a 186-page document. Out of a 186-page document to define a career. Let me tell you what the issue is. The issue is, over the past 30 or 40 years, we've decimated entire industries because of bad government policies, tax policies.
Now, that was him speaking at this debate last night about that. But, Celeste, how has he handled this issue?
Not very well. You have to remember that at this point now, Georgia is dead last when it comes to jobs. The jobless rate here dropped below Mississippi. It's
8.1%.
So this is a tough thing for him to battle back from. There's just no way to spin the fact that he outsourced jobs and people in Georgia need jobs.
Well, he's not even saying I didn't
say
that.
No, he said I'm proud of it.
He said, and he's saying, why are you focusing on this one line in this whole deposition, Chris?
Well, and if you look at what Michelle Nunn's trying to do, she's trying to hit him on three or four different topics. One's the outsourcing of jobs. One is women managers at Dollar General that have a class action suit against Dollar General on not being paid equitable wages. And the other is on a campaign ad that he ran suggesting that under the Points of Light Foundation, which she headed, she gave money to terrorists. Any one of those, I think, is easily survivable and is almost laughable. But when you start adding this up, what she's trying to create is an impression of him. Remember the swing voters. And unemployment in this part of the state is even higher than it is in the metro Atlanta and the north part of the state. So jobs are really important here. She's got swing voters who are women in the metro Atlanta area. And then she's got folks that have not seen the growth economically in this part of the state south that would like to see it. And so she's got those two groups that she's trying to speak to. And the combination of the attacks, the 1-2-3 punch, kind of makes sense. She's still behind in the polls.
And he is trying to paint a picture of her as an Obama clone. He also is saying, you know, she supported the Affordable Care Act. Here is Michelle Nunn pushing back on that at this debate last night. She pushed Perdue to say what the federal minimum wage should be.
You made, in a single day of working at Dollar General, what it took one of your employees making minimum wage a whole year to make. So let me ask you again, do you believe that we should have a federal minimum wage? And specifically, what do you think it should be?
As I've said, this minimum wage is a job. If you increase minimum wage the way this president has done already, you do it unilateral, you will kill jobs in this country.
It's so interesting to hear all those
it's
people
such a zoo
yelling
at that debate last
background.
Night. It was crazy.
But he is clearly trying to tie her to President Obama.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, especially if you've watched the ads and the debate last night, she would attack him, he would attack Barack Obama. That could be a winning strategy here. Although, surprisingly, Obama did very well both times that he ran. Even though in 2012 he spent no money here, he still got something like 40% of the vote.
And yet he has not been down here to campaign for her.
Which is probably good.
Well, he got 47% of the vote with no campaign. It was the highest number of any state that he did not wage a campaign in, which gives me the idea that the actual number that it's the top number that a Democrat can hit is about 47%. What she has to do at this point is convince about 3% of the population not to vote for David Perdue and to come over to her side, because in Georgia, we're the only state in the country that has general election runoffs. And in a general election runoff in January, a different time than the governor's race, she's probably not going to do so well against a Republican.
And what about this brings up this third party candidate, the Libertarian candidate.
Who could have as much as 3 or 4% of the
vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Which eats up all of the lead that Perdue has over her. But the other thing we have to remember is that demographics are changing in Georgia. Georgia is probably going to switch to purple long before Texas does. And the polls are routinely undersampling black voters and even Hispanic voters because they're going by historic numbers of white voters.
Well, this is something that we've been hearing as we've been traveling around Georgia, is that today's black voters, and it's a state, by the way, I was speaking with somebody last night who came here from California. She said, it's very clear in California where the state's going. It's becoming more liberal. It's becoming more Latino. Here in Georgia, it's changing rapidly. It's growing rapidly, but we don't really know where it's going and what these new black voters that have come into Georgia are going to do.
Right. And I think one of the most interesting places in the entire state to look at are the South Atlanta suburbs. These are truly integrated neighborhoods. They are integrated by economics, but black families live next to Latino families who live next to white families. And what's going to be really interesting in the next 10 years is, how are these groups going to vote? Are they going to vote racially? Are they going to vote with their neighborhoods? Are they going to vote with people that they're going to school with church with? This is a whole new demographic in Georgia, and we don't really know exactly what's going to happen. Both parties have some reason for optimism.
Okay, I hate to do this to you, but who's going to win this race?
I think Nunn could have a chance.
Chris?
I think Nunn definitely has a chance. My understanding for some Democrats is it's swaying her way, but I'm not sure.
Chris Grant, Associate Professor of Political Science at Mercer University, and Celeste Headlee, who is the host of the daily GPB show On Second Thought. Thanks so much to both of you.
My pleasure.